This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, April 4th. God's word to you today is Step Aside. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 1 verse 20 from the Living Bible, and it says, God's great power is available to help us who believe him. It is the same mighty power that raised Christ. Does the scripture say half of the power is available to us? All that power, all the same mighty power, the power of resurrection that raised Christ from the dead. Again, I encourage you to meditate on this scripture all day today. Take it and cuddle it. It is the same power, not diminished, not rationed. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to us. When we say God is in control, it is not just a statement. It is a statement that is hinged on the fact that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to me. So why panic or worry? The truth a lot of us are unaware of is, whenever we worry, we are saying we're in control. Whenever you worry about your life, your children, your finances, the statement you are making to heaven is that you are in control. Are you in control? If you're not in control of your life, then give that worry to the person that is in control of your life. Is it really possible for a human being not to worry? Absolutely. Do I ever catch myself worrying? Of course. But I immediately redirect myself to the one who is in control. If you're panicking, it is proof that you're not praying enough. If you're worried, it is proof that you are not worshiping enough. Worship magnifies God and minimizes the problem. When you start praying, you stop panicking. When you start worshiping, you actually stop worrying. Isaiah 41 verse 10 from the New Century Version says, "So don't worry, because I am with you. Don't be afraid, because I am your God. I will make you strong and I will help you. I will support you with my right hand that saves you." What is out of control in your life right now? Is it your finances or your career or your faith or your health, or is it your relationship? God is saying to you right now, I am with you. I will make you strong. I will help you and I will support you. Bring that area of concern before the Lord. Meditate on this scripture and bring it under the influence of the scripture. Now say, God is with me. God will make me strong. God will help me, and God will support me. That is how to break out. The first thing that the resurrection of Jesus teaches us is that God is in control. Job 23, verses 13 to 14 say, "But once he has made his decision, who can change his mind? Whatever he wants to do, he does. So he will do to me whatever he has planned. He controls my destiny." Say it out loud. My God is in control. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I choose today to let go and let God. I declare that my life will follow the plans and purposes of God Almighty. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.